the whole house of Haka and everyone connected to us, home and abroad, on their behalf this morning, we have come to say thank you. Thank you for keeping us alive. Many started the year with us, but today they are not here. They are not alive. But you have kept us, and you are not keeping us for nothing. You are not keeping us for shame. You are keeping us to glorify us. You are keeping us to bless us. You are keeping us to beautify us. This is the comfort we have in you. And that is why, again this morning, being the last Sunday in the month of January 2025, we thank you because you will watch over your word to perform in our lives. To you alone be all the glory. Thank you, gracious Father. In Jesus' mighty name, we have given thanks. I didn't hear believers. Amen. Put your hands together for Jesus and take your seat. Choir, God bless you. Please celebrate the choir for me. Are you celebrating? Then keep clapping. Keep clapping. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. You are welcome in the name of Jesus. It is a great privilege for me to bring the word of life to us. I also want to thank and appreciate God's servant for giving me that privilege this morning. I will never take it for granted. Every opportunity I have to share with the people of God, it is a great opportunity for me. Daddy, thank you, sir. And God continue to bless you and increase you in the name of Jesus Christ. Praise the Lord. I truly want to appreciate my parents, our great grandpa now, and great grandma. Because if they call me grandma, there's somebody that is greater than grandma. Hallelujah. They are in the house. Great grandma, stand up now. The church want to greet you. Great grandpa stood up. God bless you, ma. God bless you, daddy. You are welcome in the name of Jesus. Those are my parents. God keeping you in sound health in the name of Jesus Christ. And baby J's great grandpa and great grandma. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. This morning, we'll be rounding up on our topic we started through our Father from the beginning of this month. The power of the blessing. The power of the blessing. Genesis chapter 12, that has been our anchor scripture. We'll be rounding up on that topic this morning before we go into our celebration time. Genesis 12, verse 2 and 3. The power of the blessing. In case you have missed any of the series, please go to our website. The address will be displayed on the screen. You can download those messages and hear and hear again, because faith comes by hearing and hearing again. Shout hallelujah. Hallelujah. He said, and I will make of thee a great nation, and I will bless thee, and make thy name great, and thou shalt be a blessing. Hallelujah. 3. Praise the Lord. We have said, and I will bless them that bless thee and curse him that cursed thee. And in this shall all the family of the earth be blessed. The blessing. It is not a mistake, and to some of us who have had one or two of the series, we now know the difference between God's blessing and the blessing. The blessing is also God's blessing, but it is a greater blessing. We have been told by our Father in the Lord that God has put in place for every believer to distinguish us here on earth, and what also makes the difference between one believer and the other is the accessibility and visibility of the blessing. What God has put in place here on earth, before Jesus come, to distinguish us on the earth, and what also serve as a distinguishing factor from one believer from another is the accessibility and the visibility of the blessing in that believer's life. Hallelujah. We have also learned in the course of the month that the blessing from God is different from this, the blessing. When we talk about the blessing is the covenant blessing. As we read in that Genesis chapter 12, what we call the blessing is Abrahamic blessing. Most times we sing Abraham's blessings are mine. The reason why most believers don't enjoy the fullness of Abraham's blessing is because they don't do what Abraham did. What made him become the custodian of the blessing of the whole world? He said, through you shall all the family of the earth be blessed. Is what he did. That is why the blessing is a covenant. God has his part. You have your own part. And God fulfilling his part depends on you first fulfilling your part. If you read from verse 1 of that Genesis 12, God rose and told Father Abraham, rise up. Leave your father's house, leave your kindred, go to the land I will show you. And this was what God said, I will do. But God already told Abraham what to do. That is why the blessing, which Abraham is a custodian of this, the blessing, is a covenant. It is a generational blessing. The one that does not stop from you, but your children and children, children unborn, we enjoy. That is what we call the blessing. The blessing is what empower any Christian to terminate any course of life. It does not matter the source of the course. The family curse, generational curse, whatever you call it. When you have access, when the blessing is visible in your life, there is no curse of life that can prevail over you. And last Sunday, our Father in the Lord told us that positioning yourself, positioning your life for the blessing is much more important than praying for the blessing. Covenant blessing cannot be accessed and enjoyed by just praying for it. You have to position yourself, and that has to do with doing something. Just like the Bible says in verse 4 of that Genesis chapter 12. When God said, Abraham, leave, go to where I will show you, then I will bless you, I will give you a generational blessing. Then the Bible says in verse 4, and Abraham what? Departed. He left. He obeyed God. He did something before the blessing could be visible. And the same way, you can't jump the defense. You have to do what Abraham did. You have to position yourself. You have to make up your mind to be obedient to the word of God, the conditions of any blessing you desire. Hallelujah. And we have said that to properly position yourself for the blessing, you must know how God bless. And I will take up on that note this morning. We have established that positioning yourself for the blessing is much more important than praying and fasting for the blessing. Everyone who knows Hope Alive Christian Assembly know that we believe in prayer, we believe in fasting. In fact, we just ended one yesterday, 3 days chain dry fasting in the church. So we believe in prayer, we believe in fasting. Prayer is good, fasting is good. But when it comes to enjoying the blessing, positioning yourself rightly is much more important than praying and fasting for the blessing. So, and we said, to be able to position yourself rightly, for you to be able to do that which is required of you to enter into this covenant of the blessing, you must know how God bless his people. We have talked about why God bless. That's why I said, if you have missed any of those messages, please display the website address on the screen so that you can have access to them. Download the messages and hear again. How God bless, you must not be ignorant of it. If not, forget about the blessing. Because you will not be able to position yourself rightly to enjoy it. And from the previous messages, our Father and the Lord have discussed with us that God bless us through the work of our hands. Deuteronomy 28 and verse 12. God will open the heaven of his good pleasure and cause the rain to fall in due season, and he will bless the work of your hands. So you will never be able to assess the blessing, this covenant blessing, this Abrahamic blessing, the blessing that does not end. You will not be able to enjoy it if there is nothing in your hands. An empty hand, idle hand, is a provision for poverty. You must lay your hands on something, and whatever you lay your hands to do is an opportunity. It's a room you have given God to be able to send his blessing upon you. No matter how holy you are, if you are not doing anything, you have not positioned yourself to receive the blessing. Maybe what you want to do is not available. Daddy told us. But there is something available for you to do. Start doing what is available so that from there, God will launch you into what you desire to do. Number two, we are told that God also blesses his people through divine ideas. I've never seen where people say, God, please give us money. We need money for this, and God will rain down dollar or naira from heaven. No. If you see any of that, it must be counterfeit. If God wants to bless you, he gives you divine idea to launch you to have access to the blessing, Abrahamic blessing. He will give you an idea. You remember Isaac in Genesis 26? He wanted to go and look for green pasture. There was famine in the land. Running to Egypt, where he heard that there was something. There is a green pasture, like some of us now, the jackpot syndrome. Everybody's running away. Isaac too wanted to do that, but God said, stay here in Gerar. And as he stayed there, he received divine ideas on irrigation. How he can water his what? His crops. And the Bible says, when he sowed in that land, God bless him. He received an 100-fold return the same year. That blessing is what we call the blessing. Are people not doing irrigation today? They learned it from, it came from somewhere, from a divine ideas. So God wants to bless you. He will drop an idea. And can I tell you the truth from what we learned from that message? That divine idea does not come to non-titers. He doesn't come. Malachi chapter 3, if you read from verse 9, bring all the tithe into the storehouse that I may be meat in my house. Test me this day if I will not open the window of heaven, and I will pour you a blessing that you will not have enough room. And I ask, which blessing does God give a man that won't have enough room for? He's not talking about physical things. He's talking about divine ideas. The custodian of massive blessings. Divine ideas. That's why in our world today, they say idea do what? Rule the world. Divine ideas. He comes from God. And that is how God blesses his people. If you are not a titan, you are not open to divine ideas. Forget about it. Number three, how does God bless his people? Through your giving. A lot was said of that Luke 6:38, give and it shall be given to you. Good measure, pressed down, shaking together and running over. Running over is the blessing. It never ends. It keeps flowing. And today, we add one more, closing the chapter of that teaching, which will be our number 4. How does God bless his people? Remember I've said, if you know how God blesses people, he helps you to be rightly positioned to enjoy this covenant blessing, these showers of blessing. Hallelujah. Number 4, how does God bless his people? God blesses people through continuous thanksgiving. Through continuous thanksgiving. Can we read Malachi chapter 2? We'll read verse 1 to 3 very quickly. Malachi chapter 3. Chapter 2, verse 1 to 3. He said, and now, oh, ye priests. Somebody say, God is not talking to me here. Me, I no be pastor. I no be priest. Go and read Revelation. Chapter 1, verse 6 or 16, thereabout. He said, Christ has made us unto God kings and priests. So if you are a child of God, you are a believer in the house, you are a priest. Somebody say, I'm a priest. So before you exempt yourself, that's why I gave you that scripture. He said, and now, all ye priests, say me. I didn't hear you say me. This commandment is for you. Are we good to go? If ye will not hear, and if ye will not lay it to your heart, not just hear alone, but apply it to your heart as wisdom, to give glory unto my name, saith the Lord of hosts, I will even send a curse upon you. Somebody say, God forbid. And I will curse your blessings. Yea, I have cursed them already. Why? Because you do not lay it to heart to give glory to my name. There is no amount of excuse you can give God for not giving thanks. There is no excuse. It is a commandment to be full of thanksgiving.
You are the most.
Even when it is bringing tears, situation of life is bringing tears out of your face.
You are the most high.
When you look into your storehouse and everywhere is echoing. You know when you enter storehouse and you say, hey, Jesus. And you hear another, hey, Jesus. What is the meaning of that one? That means the place is empty. But if the place is filled with, you see, bag of rice, you see, 2 bag of semo, granite oil, 25 liter yams, potatoes, both Irish and sweets. Spaghetti, indomie, tomato, goya pepper. And you look and you say, oh Jesus, you will just hear cool. You will hear a very strong bass. But at that time, where there is a bass sound, and at the time where there is a very heavy echo,
he is the most high. He is the most high God.
At all times, if you are, whatever excuse you have not to give thanks to God, is the same thing that will exclude you from his blessing.
I am married. I don't have a child. Thank God you are married. Because you have hope. People are not even married now. They are having children. So what is it? God is blessing them with children. I hope you know that children are blessing from God. No one can give it. No doctor, no system. That's why IVF failed. Surrogacy failed. But if your own succeed,
he is the most high. He is the most high. You have not seen people who have tried and spent fortune just to have one child adopted. And it's not working. They couldn't.
If you have your own, what do? You are the Most High. You are the Most High God.
Every good and perfect gift come from where? From above, from the Father of lights. Or from whom there is no darkness at all.
See, all things being equal, if you don't train yourself, if you don't discipline yourself to live a life of continuous thanksgiving, you may not be able to access or enjoy this Abrahamic blessing, these showers of blessing. It is a commandment and a condition to enjoy the blessing. Thanksgiving it is. You must continually mock up your mind to be full of thanks. When you are thankful to God, you deflate any causes of life. If the curse of God can be averted by thanksgiving, there is no curse of life that can stand your life if you are full of thanks. If you make up your mind to be thankful always, no curse of life can prevail against you. He said, the only way you will enter into my curse, God speaking, that Malachi, is if you don't lay it to heart to continually give me thanks. To continually give me glory. Somebody does not know that giving God thanks always is giving him glory. Psalm 50 and verse 23. He that offereth praise and thanks does what? Glorify God. So when you are full of thanksgiving and praise, you are giving glory to God. You deflate any cause of life when you are full of thanks. Thanksgiving launch you to the realm of unlimited prosperity. Now, let me show you something. Go home and do a study. In Malachi chapter 1, we are still looking at the prophet Malachi. In Malachi chapter 1, if you read from verse 1 of Malachi chapter 1, he's talking about giving God a quality offering. Give quality. That's where he said, don't bring a blind offering, a lame, whatever. Go home and study. Hallelujah. Malachi chapter 1 talks about giving quality offering to God. If you enter into Malachi chapter 2, it talks about giving glory to God. Are we together? Gradually. Now, if you jump to Malachi chapter 3, especially verse 18, he talks about, that means, if you are able to train yourself to fulfill giving God your best, any seed you sow, and when I talk about seed this time around, please don't let your mind go to only money, even though money is part of it. Are you giving your talents, what that thing that you can easily do, that God has endowed you with? Are you giving it to God in quality? You are not being begged. You are not being cajoled to render your service. That is giving God a quality seed. Now, from that, this morning, one of our children, you know, children hear messages more than adults. I tell you the truth. That's why me, I love children. I love now too. Me and Anoves. But I love children more. You know what happened this morning? When we were in Bible study, a child ran to me and said, Mommy, I saw this money with my sister. The thing is, the 50 naira, where they wrote 50, the half a ton. And the child returned it. He wanted to return to the mother. And I jacked the child on the, where are you going? Say, the money has turned. I want to come and change it. Because it was their offering time in the children's church. I said, no, bring it. Your mother is busy now. So now I look for a very, very neat mint, 50 naira. And I gave the child. And you know, when the child collected that 50 naira for me, you know the way that they held 1,000 last week? That's how the child held that 50 naira, was going to children's church. That is part of your quality seed. Even beggars, you squeeze money and you give them, they will look you twice. How much more the Almighty God? If you are truly giving God according to your size, there is no reason to squeeze your offering. If as an adult it is 50 naira that God has blessed me with, that is my, the highest I can give that time, I will make sure the 50 naira is good. Why do you go to bank to look for mint when you have party? But you won't go and look for mint to come to church for offering. Malachi started with that in chapter 1. Chapter 2, he says, see, it is not only things you give. Learn to give me what? Thanks. Glorify my name by giving thanks. Then, chapter 3, something will happen. He said, then you will return again and see the difference between those who what? The righteous and who? The wicked. See, a wicked man is not only those who fly in the night and kill children. Every disobedient to the word of God, no matter how small that word is, has set you as a wicked man or a wicked woman. You will return again and see the distinction. So, the blessing distinguishes you from others. But start from where? Giving your seed with quality and quantity. Not just your material things, your talents, your money, whatever. But also learn to give glory to God. Can I tell you? Giving glory to God is the last step to climbing the ladder of distinction. Giving glory, honor, thanks to God continually is the last step to get to the top of a life of distinction. Can I tell you the truth? No matter what you give, chapter 1, Malachi, no matter how quality it is, if you give it with grudge, out of compulsion, if you are not doing it, the Bible even said in Psalm 100, it says, serve the Lord with what? With gladness. Come before his presence with singing. Somebody have that media? Do you have that choir, voice of hope choir entrance when they were coming to Riaza somewhere? I saw it on the social media somewhere. If you can find it, please give it. They were just coming for Riaza. It's not a church service. But you can see them smiling, hello, you know, giving God a vibe. But you, security man, you are coming to give God the quality seed of your service. You are squeezing your face. You are supposed to be in hospitality. God said you are supposed to offer your, you are supposed to be a hospitality at church greeters. 15 people has passed you. You are lost where you are standing. And what is supposed to be greeting this year? Showers of blessing, ma. Showers of blessing, sir. Somebody has not even entered church. You are already telling the person showers of blessing with a smile, with this kind of vibe. They can't find that video. Okay, no problem. Let's continue. Thanksgiving, a life of continuous thanksgiving, launch you into the realm of unlimited prosperity. That is your, you can see them, Riazal, all manner of vibes with their 32 teeth and 37, all of them. Even the keyboard is the drummer. You see another vibe? This Riaza. Psalm 100. Come before him with what? With singing. Serve the Lord with gladness. You see, when they were leading praise here this morning, I'm not sure there's anybody in the congregation that dance, even half of their dance. You see that usher woman? Dance! She separated herself. When she finished the dance, she returned to her duty post. Mama Bonnie, God bless you. Serve the Lord with gladness. Come before him with singing. No, not shy. Even with honoring praise. When somebody is coming, the person is saying, Oluwa gba mi loni o.
alone. And the next thing is, no smile, no nothing, no welcome. Serve the Lord with what? With gladness. Come before him with singing. Come on, Saki. Dole. Whatever you offer to God, from Malachi chapter 1, and you can't jump to chapter 3. You have to pass through where? Chapter 2. You must lay it to heart to always give God glory. No matter what you give, please note that how you give it matters to God more. How you give it. You have said thanksgiving is giving glory to God always and in all situations, in all circumstances. Please note that thanksgiving comes before praise and it must be done in the midst of worship. There must be a position you must take in thanksgiving. That's how so the choir, sometimes they give us some song to help us position ourselves. The Bible says in the book of Isaiah 51, we are taking an example of, we have seen the prophet Malachi, we are taking an example of our father, the custodian of the blessing. Isaiah 51, verse 1 and 2. He said, "Hearken to me, ye that follow after what? Righteousness. Ye that seek the Lord, please listen." That's what the Bible is saying. Not just listening, but apply your hearts to it. He said, "Look unto the rock whence ye are, and to the hole of the pit whence you are dug." Are you with me? Now, let's continue. Where is the hole where you are dug from? He said, "Look unto Abraham, your father, and unto Sarah that bear you. For I call him alone, and I bless him and increase him." That's why he became the custodian of all the blessing. No one on the surface of earth will be blessed outside Abraham. He said, "Look unto him." Looking unto Abraham, your father, and Sarah, your mother, means do what they did to enter into the blessing. That is what that scripture is saying. And what did Abraham do? Romans chapter 4, verse 18 to 20. Look unto him. Take the example of the custodian of the blessing. The one that enjoyed this generational blessing, these showers of blessing. The summary of Abraham's life in Genesis 24, verse 1. He said, "And Abraham was old and well secured in age, and God has blessed him in all things." All things. God has blessed him. That is somebody. That's the person. The Bible says, "Look unto him. Take example. Do what he did." At this point, give me Romans chapter 4, verse 18 to 20. At this point in Abraham's life, after several years of God's promise of Isaac, the promise was not nowhere to be found. That's what the Bible says, hope against hope. This one, the situation is hopeless already. The body of Sarah is dead. Even Abraham, there is nothing. No feelings. It has ceased to be to Sarah in the manner of women. No more feeling. No more mercies. But Abraham believed in hope that he might become the father of many nations, God has said, according to that which was spoken, so shall thy seed be. Yes, let's go. And being not not weak in faith, he considered not his own body now dead. When he was about 100 years old, neither yet the deadness of Sarah's womb. He staggered not at the promise of God, even after 100 years old, through unbelief, but was strong in faith. How do you know he was strong in faith? Giving glory to God. The Bible didn't say gave glory to God. It said giving. It said continuous things. Continuous things. He kept giving glory to God. Anytime he remember, age is going. The body is no longer feeling anything. But I'm supposed to have a child from my bosom. He kept giving glory to God. Father, I thank you because you are faithful. Continuous thanksgiving. Look unto Abraham, your father, the custodian of the blessing. Look unto Sarah. Even in adversity, they kept giving glory to God. Look unto them. And he was able to lay hold of his long-time desire. Somebody is revisiting somebody's, God is revisiting somebody's case today. You believe it, let your amen show it. Amen. If you can only rise up, wake up like Jacob, say, so God was here and I knew it not. That your forgotten desire, God is bringing it back to life as a testimony for you. Wake up and say, Father, I thank you for this. I revive it. I refuse to give it up. This year it will be my portion. Forget about what men have said in time past. Launch yourself into your desired blessing via thanksgiving. Launch yourself into the realm all around fruitfulness via thanksgiving. Psalm 67 verse 5 to 7. Launch yourself into it. Launch yourself into this realm of all around fruitfulness. Fruitfulness of your body if you desire to have children. Be fruitfulness of when we don't desire to have children, but you desire sound health. That is part of the fruitfulness of the body. Launch yourself into that realm of all around fruitfulness, even the work of your hands. You desire fruitfulness, be thankful. Launch yourself into that realm by thanksgiving. He said, let the people praise you, O God. Let all the people, how many people? All the people praise thee. He said, then the earth will yield our increase and the Lord will bless us. He said, our God will bless us and the ends of the earth will fear him. Fearful blessing. Launch yourself into that realm. Everything yielding for you in seasons. Launch yourself to that realm via thanksgiving. Don't be tempted by what you see or what you have not seen, not to give thanks to God. Launch yourself into the realm of multiplication and glorification via thanksgiving. Jeremiah 30 verse 19. Out of them that proceed thanksgiving and the voice of them that make merry, celebrating God's faithfulness. He said, I will multiply them, they will not be few. I will glorify them, they will not be small. You want to launch yourself into this realm of continuous glory, continuous increase, multiplication. A little in your hand becoming thousand, the small one becoming great. You launch yourself by what? Thanksgiving. Out of them I proceed thanksgiving. That means those who God will not hear thanksgiving from them, there is nothing for them. The small remains small. The little remains little and shameful. But you can launch yourself out of this realm into the realm of abundance, into the realm of plenty via thanksgiving. You can launch yourself into the realm of continuous bountiful harvest. When your seed is sown, whatever seed, that is why I say the seed is sown, the quality and the quantity is not as important as how it is sown. The atmosphere you create for your seed determine if that seed will germinate and bring forth bountiful harvest or that seed will die in the soil.
First Corinthians 3 and verse 6. After you have planted your seed, there must be a watering before God can put increase. Are you together? After you have sown your seed, there must be what? A watering. And that your watering, I consider it as, what I consider as the watering program of God is giving and thanking. Hallelujah. You don't, after you have sown your seed, you have given, you keep thanking. Don't stop talking. Don't stop thanking. I have my harvest. I thank you because Paul plants, Apollo water, only you give increase. Keep thanking him. If you don't want your seed, the seed of money, the seed of material, the seed of your service, whatever seed you are sowing, if you don't want your good seed to die in the soil, you must kill yourself into this divine program of talking and thanking. Keep thanking God. Engage in thanksgiving. Proverbs chapter 12 and verse 14. Don't let God catch you speaking any word after you have planted your seed. Don't let God catch you speaking any negative word. Because negative words are like hot water. Are you in church? Negative words are like what? Boiling water. No matter how good the seed you plant, no matter on what soil, perfect soil you have planted that seed, if you pour hot water on your plant, what happened? Pastor, what happened? It will die. Every negative word, murmuring and complaining, they are hot water, boiling water. They kill your seed. It will never germinate from that soil. So the issue is not where you planted it, even though it is good to look for a good soil. But it's not as important as your watering. With which word? I taught my children sometime very long ago. They were still very, very young. The power of words. I'm not sure any of them is up to 10 years old. And we had two flowers, very fine flowers in our compound those days. So I told them, you see, these two flowers, well, anytime you wake up in the morning, I don't know if they will remember now because they were very young that time. I said, anytime you wake up in the morning, trying to teach them as children the power of words, what you say. I said, when you wake up, come to the seed, every one of you, you come to the first seed and say, Kai, this seed, you are getting beautiful every day. You are growing. The thing has not come out from the ground. I said, you are getting beautiful every day. And you are growing. I said, hey, hope you will not cover the whole of this place. And look, and go to the other one and say, Kai, this seed, yeah, you can't do that, that, that like this. This thing will soon die. I'm not sure that this seed is good for. Don't say anything bad to that one and go. And we tested it over the period of time. The other one that they kept speaking negative to, that seed never came up. I don't know, maybe Pastor Victor will remember that incident. But the one they keep, even when the thing has not come out, they keep speaking good to, that thing came out and became good. I think it's one of the orange tree in the house. The power of what? You want to know there is no Satan anywhere. If you leave Satan alone. As a child of God, Satan does not have anything. He does not have power in your affairs. Leave Satan alone, this one. To the one that created him, right? To the one that created him before. Leave Satan alone. Stop looking for excuse. Some arrogant say, is the demon of my father's village, of my mother's village. There's nobody on earth that does not have evil spirit, demon, negative things. So your own, there's nothing special. They are doing me. What are you saying to yourself? What are you saying to your situation? I think it was Pastor Yinka sometimes ago when he was still engaged in a 44 hospital. They brought a patient that people had to assist, carry. And when they even with that pain, if they say sorry, we say no, I will survive. Bazem Mutuba. Baze mutuba. Even though everybody, almost everybody around see say ena mutua. Baze mutuba. Everything they say, and they are going to say baze mutuba. Maybe he was talking to people or talking to himself, whatever. But the other one, now he work out with him, let's say, Oga, this matter don't in fact na die a day so. Somebody is standing. He's telling the doctor, what you say, better answer me now. Now die. You don't know the what I am feeling in my body. He said, you better give me bed, though. Admit me now. And the doctor, they admitted him. That man never came out of that hospital. He died. But the one that they thought would die, he kept saying, Bazem Mutuba. They discharged him. He became well after a period of time. So it is not devil, it is you. What are you saying? What are you saying about that your body? He said it's inherited sickness. Now, so he killed my father. Now he killed my mother. Ha! Make no come be saying I'm my tongue. You don't talk him. Which police will arrest you if you say, it is true he killed my father, he killed my mother, but he can't kill me. He cannot kill me. I am unkillable. My life is hid in Christ and Christ in God. This sickness has to finish God first, then proceed to Jesus. Finish Jesus before he can have access to me. You are unkillable. You don't know who you are. So why won't you raise your hand and say, Father, I thank you because I am secure in you. You are the one giving fake prophets. You are the one giving them food. If you stop patronizing them, they will close their evil centers. Because you are always looking for a pastor. Pray for me. I have talent. If some will be recommending deliverance for themselves. I just think I need deliverance. The pastor said, kneel down. Oh, you kneel down. Say, Satan, you are a liar. See, their tongue know they complete. Those evil prophets, their tongue know they complete. It's a lie. You are the one giving them food. Close their evil centers. They'll be recommending my life for you. Somebody say, they say, hey, one prophet, he say, I should not eat a goosey. Ah. A goosey? Pelu pounded yam. A goosey kaba. The one that started this one. He said, prophet, say, you should not eat a goosey. I say, why? He said, because the thing used to be white. So that, everywhere I go, I'm always meeting disappointments. Ah, that can go only disappointments. Say, yeah, goosey. Ole. Barawo banza. Thieves, as daddy will call them. You are the one giving them food. If you refuse to patronize them and stay on the word of God, the Bible says heaven and earth will pass away, but not a jot from God's word. Psalm 118, from verse 15 to 17, he said, I see blood. Say, yes, that's the blood of Jesus. See blood, which blood only? From there, they will tell you to go and bring 15,000 now. 15. If you just look for 15. On a metalatima chichen, 5,000. But you have never given God 1,000 naira before. One offering. You are the type that when they are calling for offering in church, you'll be money. You know that this type of money. Offering basket is passing. They want more kawagra. But the fake prophet will collect 15,000. He said on a meta. If they don't make it look like drama to you, and Jesus said, my yoke is easy and my burden is light. Why are you putting on yourself heavy burden? Go and fast and sleep on the mountain for 21 days. So many of them have died on that mountain. If you are still going there, you are on your own. No? God will be justified for your life. What we are telling you. Everything we fail, only the word of God will not fail. He said, you don't know I fasted, I prayed. Ah, pastor, if you know the kind of prayer investment all night, every day on this thing, I agree with you, they are good. But there's something you have not done. You have done 21-day fasting and prayer on that issue, and the thing refused to go. I advise you today to do 21 days and all nights of praise on it. Praise until something happens. Thank him. Give him praise. Dance, no drum. Just be praising him. Even God will be moving heaven. The Bible says God inhabited the praise of his people. Where God heard people praising him and shouting his praise and giving him glory. He doesn't sell angels because his glory will not give to any man. He come himself. Now imagine God coming himself into your affair. Which demon will wait? Stand to your feet.